I believe in persistent prayer. I want you to turn to Mark the 7th chapter, 24th verse. Mark the 7th chapter. While we stay in an attitude of prayer. Hallelujah. Let's don't quench the Spirit of the Lord. Let's follow the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mark the 7th chapter, 24th verse. And from thence he arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon and entered into a house and would have no man to know it, but he could not. The Bible said he could not be hid. For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation. She besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said unto her, let the children be first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread. Cast it unto the dogs. She answered and said to him, yes, Lord, yet the dogs on the table eat of the children's crumbs. He said unto her, for this saying, go thy way. The devil is gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed. Hallelujah. I want to preach on persistence in prayer. Persistence in prayer. Glory to God. Father, we love you. We thank you so much for your wonderful goodness. We thank you for your Spirit that we feel here today. Pray, Lord, that the words that we say would be anointed. They're from your word. Help us, the Lord, to be your representation in this pulpit today. Lord, let us not fail these wonderful people. Lord, these people that are here with needs, dear God, we're hungry, dear God. Hallelujah. Oh, our hearts are open to your truth. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't let us leave this place the same. And what we came in Jesus' holy name, we pray. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Glory to God. Persistent prayer. To persist means to refuse to give up. Refuse to give up. There's been times in my life when I've been knocked down, just like some of you have here today. There's been times in our lives when the devil thought we was down for the count. But I'm here to let you know, I like what Brother Samson said in this pulpit one time. He said, I'm never down, I'm always up or getting up. Hallelujah. I'm always up or getting up. I refuse to give up. Hallelujah. I'm not turning around. I'm not giving up. By the grace of God, I'm going to wear that crown one day. Hallelujah. Can you say amen, church? Glory to God. Persistent prayer. Hallelujah. I want you to notice that she was persistent in her position. She was persistent in her position in spite of her relationship. In spite of her relationship, she was nothing but a stranger to Christ. She came with expectations. In spite of her gender, the fact that she was the woman and representing herself and her daughter. Where was her husband, you might say? Her husband was not there, but she was the woman. In spite of her condition, in spite of her relationship, in spite of her gender, in spite of the fact of her race, that she was a Canaanite. She was a stranger. Matter of fact, between the Jews and these Canaanites, they called each other dogs. Dear God, it was a sign of contempt. But I want you to notice here that all of these obstacles that faced her that day were very intimidating. They were very intimidating. But she did not abandon her position. Hallelujah. Are you with me here this morning? She did not abandon her position in God. She stayed there and she prayed there. Glory to God. She was not, it was, see, it was not about location. She could have said, you know what? not, if I can't reach him today, there's a crowd here, and it doesn't seem like the disciples want me around. Dear God, you'll read in another text where the disciples said, send her away. She crieth after us. Oh, dear God. Doesn't seem like I'm wanted here. But you know what? In spite of that obstacle that she faced, in spite of the things that were intimidating her, she chose to stay right there in his presence. Can you say amen? You see, church, it's not about the location. It's all about your personal desire. I said it's not about location. It's about your personal desire. Hallelujah. Anywhere is all right with God. Anywhere you can be in his presence. You can pull off to the side of the road and you can be in his presence. Are you with me here this morning? Hallelujah. It's not about position. She was persistent in the place that she was. It's not about location, I mean to say. But it was all of her desire. Glory to God. Let me say to you, your desire is the catalyst for any change in your life. Desire is the catalyst for any change in your life. If God is going to move in your life and you're going to have an answer to prayer, you've got to have an overwhelming desire. Hallelujah. Your desire has to overcome whatever hindrance there is in your life, and there will be hindrances. Are you with me? There will be hindrances in your life. But your desire has to overcome that. Her desire kept her rooted right there in that spot. She didn't say, well, I'll go down to Cana. I'll go down to Bethel. Seems like God is moving stronger down there. Seems like God has answered more prayers. There's more miracles happen over here in Jerusalem. But she stayed right there. When she got in his presence, it was her desire that kept her there. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. She was persistent in her position. She was persistent in her purpose. She chose to be an intercessor. She chose to be an intercessor. I would to God that we had a church that would take somebody on their heart. Not just in our immediate family, but somebody outside of the walls of our family. And that we would be persistent about being an intercessor. Hallelujah. To be a go-between. Hallelujah. There may be somebody in your family. There may be somebody that you work with on the job. There may be somebody that you visit in the hospital that has a special need. Yesterday, as I was in the hospital visiting a young man that had fallen two stories, I thought to myself, this young man should be dead. I looked at his daddy and I said, listen to me. Hallelujah. It's only by the grace of God that this boy is laying here today. Are you able to talk to us? Oh, hallelujah. Listen to me. She was persistent in her position and also in her purpose to be a go-between. Hallelujah. She was helpless in herself and she knew it. She was helpless in herself and she knew it. She knew she could do nothing about that person. Listen to me. Hallelujah. We can lead people to Christ, but we cannot be their Savior. We can lead people to Christ for the militant, but we cannot heal them. We cannot deliver them. She knew that within herself, she could do nothing for her daughter. Oh, but I'm going to tell you something right now. She knew somebody who could, and she was in his presence at that time. Oh, come on. Are you with me here this morning? Hallelujah. She was persistent in her purpose to be an intercessor and to bear the burden. Glory to God. I want you to notice here, this wasn't somebody else's burden. This was her daughter. This was her family. Oh, dear God, let us realize that anybody, if anybody is going to be an intercessor, if anybody is going to do the burden, bear the burden, it must be us that are closest to the situation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. She was persistent in her purpose to bear the burden for her daughter. Glory to God. This is my family. This is my daughter. This is my burden. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, I'll bear my burden. Hallelujah. I'll do it with honor, and I'll stay here until I hear from you. Glory to God. Notice here, she was persistent in her purpose, not only to be an intercessor and to bear the burden, but to bear the reproach of the condition of her daughter. Hallelujah. I want you to notice she didn't gloss over. She didn't say stuff like, well, she's going through a time of depression. She didn't say that. Notice here, she didn't say that she's just sowing her wild oats. Didn't say that. She didn't say that she's just confused right now and she needs somebody to explain the way to her. Didn't say that. She didn't gloss over that reality. She said she is vexed with devils. Hallelujah. You know what? Before we come to this altar, we need to be honest with God. We don't need to gloss over the condition. Anybody who has rejected Jesus Christ has committed the greatest sin of all. Why do we try to gloss over? We come to the altar. Name it for what it is. Can you say amen? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'll bear the reproach of this situation. Glory to God. The disciples had nothing. Send her away. She continually cries. But she was there in his presence for a special purpose. Hallelujah. She was there to bring her petition. That's what I wanted you to notice here. Notice she was not only persistent in her position, in her purpose, but also in her petition. I'm not leaving this place. I'm not leaving his presence. Disciples, you may try to run me off. Hallelujah. I may not be fit company for some of you. I may be a stranger. I may be a woman. I knew the man is supposed to speak for the family. But this is my personal burden. I'm going to stay in his presence until I get an answer. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We depend on somebody else. We'll bring our need to the pastor. Pastor, pray about this. And then we get semi-offended because it doesn't happen. Listen to me. It's your burden. Take that personally. Hallelujah. Say, you know what? If nobody else will bear that reproach, if nobody else will bear that burden, then I personally will take it upon my heart to do so. Hallelujah. Glory to God. She was persistent not only in her position, in her purpose, but also in her petition. I'm not leaving till I get an audience with God. Glory to God. He is the supreme controller. He is the one that can make a difference when nobody else can. When the psychiatrist said she's going to have, or he's going to have to be on medication for the rest of their life, or she's going to have to be controlled, going to have to keep her under my care. She said, you know what? It's out of your control now. Only God can help her. Oh, dear God. We got to realize that certain problems, we can only go so far, but God takes over with the rest of the way. Hallelujah. She was persistent in her petition. I'm not leaving until I get an audience with God. Hallelujah. I'm not leaving until I get an answer. Oh, hallelujah. My specific need. She didn't ask, she didn't go to him and say, I want you to pray for my family. I want you to help my family. But Brother Jim, she said, you know what? I have a daughter who is vexed with devils. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. She had a specific need. Let me tell you, great testimonies are born when God meets specific needs. We can generalize all we want to, but let's face it for what it is. Can you say amen? And when God answers, we'll have a greater testimony. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. She was persistent in her petition in that she said, I'm not leaving till I get an audience and answer and get an affirmation. Glory to God. I have to have an affirmation. Glory to God. I'm not leaving this altar. I'm not leaving your presence until I get that peace in my heart. Until I know that I know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, I know there's such a thing as confirmation, but affirmation always starts with affirmation. Glory to God. You got to feel that peace. Hallelujah. You got to feel that peace. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, there's been times in my life. I remember facing one of the greatest things I faced in my ministry here at this church. Glory to God. I prayed until I prayed it through, Brother Middleton. Glory to God. I stayed in that altar. Oh, I had a need. Hallelujah. It was beyond my control. It was more than I could handle. But I remember the time that I prayed through. Hallelujah. And God affirmed me and said, you know what, son? It's going to be all right. right. I said, it's going to be all right. Hallelujah. B.H. Clendenin talks about he had a $40,000 need. He said, I went down and I prayed about it. He said, about 1 o'clock in the morning, the next day, the $40,000 was due. Didn't have a dime toward it. Said, we've been living on the edge, just surviving. He said, about 1 o'clock that morning, God gave me peace. Said, I went home and went to bed. Said, I got up the next morning, still no call, no answer. Said, I went back to that church. I knelt down at that altar. Hallelujah. I felt the peace, but still no money was with a cop coming. No money there. He said, all of a sudden, while I was praying, I felt a tap on my shoulder. Said, there was a little lady there. Said, who do I give this money to? Glory to God. $40,000 laying out on the altar. Hallelujah. God affirmed him, and then he confirmed it. Hallelujah. Listen to me. We got to wait until we get an answer from heaven. Can you say amen? Glory to God. Stay there until you get that affirmation. Stay there until you get that peace. Stay there until that bitterness and hatred is gone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Know without a doubt that God will come through. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm waiting for you to speak the word. I'm waiting for you to speak the word. The Heavenly Father thinks a thought. The Son, the Heavenly Son, speaks that thought. The Holy Ghost does the work. That's the way the Trinity works, church. Hallelujah. She was waiting for God. She was waiting for him to speak that word. The very Son of God was there in her presence. I'm not leaving here until he speaks the word. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Listen to me, church. We can struggle all we want to. We can fight against it. We can wrestle around with it all we want to. But just know this. When he gives an answer, you'll know about it. I said, you'll know about it. He'll affirm it in your mind. He'll give you peace of mind. Hallelujah. I want you to notice here, she not only was she persistent in her position and her purpose and her petition, but she was persistent in her promise. I said, she was persistent in her promise. Glory to God. I'm clinging to my promise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want you to notice here, the Lord told her, said, go thy way. The devil has gone out of thy daughter. You know what? The Bible said in the next verse, and when she was come to her house, she left the presence of the Lord. The Lord spoke the word. I'm not sure, Sister Tammy, just how far it was to the house. Bob, I'm not sure how far it was. It may have been 20 miles. It may have been 15 miles. Maybe somebody was traveling with her. Usually they always travel with a group because of thieves and robbers. On the way home, some of her friends might have said, you know what? Are you sure? But I got a feeling that she was going as fast as her feet could carry her. Glory to God. I'm sure she probably looked at them and said, I would have never left if I wasn't sure of his promise. I can see some of you. He's kind of going over your head here right now. It'll get you. Lord, I'm not leaving his presence. Hallelujah, until I'm sure of his promise. And when I leave his presence, I won't have to go back because I know what he promised me. I'm clinging to that promise. I am persisting in believing that God will do what he said that he would do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, church. I believe that she had this promise. She was clinging to that promise. She was persistent, hallelujah, in the promise that the Lord had given her all the way home. Glory to God. And wondering what she's going to be like. Oh, hallelujah. I'm sure in her mind she's already thinking, well, he said it, and if he said it, I believe it. Glory to God. And when I get home, my daughter's going to be fine. Life is going to be easier now. Glory to God. Don't have to worry about her throwing herself in the fire. Don't have to worry about her trying to drown herself. Don't have to worry about those things anymore. The devil's gone, and I know because he promised it to me. You don't find her going back and asking him, are you sure? You don't find her going back and constantly getting up and saying, you know what? Are you sure you meant what you said? When he says it, it's done. Hallelujah. I remember an old song. Hallelujah. Heard an old black person say, black preacher sing one time. He said, if the Lord say yes, it's done. Well, if the Lord say yes, it's done. If he said, move, mountain, move. Get out of the way, Lord's going to move. Oh, yes. If the Lord says yes, it's done. Hallelujah. I'd like to tell you, when the Lord told you and he promised you, don't go back and question him. Can you say amen? Don't get up and say, you know what? I'm really not sure. I'm sure I think the Lord spoke to me. Hey, you don't have to think about it. If he spoke, he meant it. Glory to God. You don't have to go back for confirmation over and over again. Just stay into a place till you hear his promise. And then take that promise and go with it. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm clinging to that promise. I would not have left his presence if I wasn't sure of his word. Glory to God. You got to understand, this woman had already went through a lot. Hallelujah. I tried to drive her off. She stayed right there. Hallelujah. I'm not giving up on that promise. Hallelujah. You're going to let, she had a spirit like Jacob. I'm not going to leave this place until you bless me. Hallelujah. I'm not going to leave this place until you touch me. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I got to have that piece of his promise before I'm able to go on. Listen to me. You're going to suffer hardship. You're going to have many doubts and fears. Oh, dear God. But I'm going to tell you something right now. Our God is a living God. And whatever he says, it'll happen. I said, whatever he says, it'll happen. It'll happen. You can count on it. You can cash that in the bank every time. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I remember another time in my ministry here in this church. We were building this auditorium. We finished this auditorium. Oh, I had a need, dear God. Hallelujah. But the Lord gave me peace. So I just went ahead and put my head down. Glory to God. But in the middle, I just kept on praying. Kept on doing. Glory to God. Kept coming out, being faithful to the work. Keeping my promise to him. And I said, you know what? If I keep my promise to him, he'll keep his promise to me. Hallelujah. He represents me before the King where he's everything. Before God the Father. I'm down here representing him. And if I represent him in an honorable way, he'll go to the Father. He'll intercede on my behalf. Glory to God. I'll never forget when the news came to me. Hallelujah. The news came to me that the need had been met. Oh, it was impossible for it to be met. It came from the most unlikely source. I knew it had to be God. Hallelujah. I was able to continue on many times in my ministry here in this church. God has met prayer after prayer after prayer. This church is built on miracles, one after the other. God has met the need. I got to count on his purpose. I got to count on his promise, church. And we can do it. We can do it. Hallelujah. She was persistent in her position, in her purpose, in her petition, and in her promise that God made to her. Hallelujah. Notice what he said in another passage of scripture, the same story in Matthew. O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole that very hour. It was instant. It was complete. It was instant. And it was complete. Hallelujah. Why does God allow us to go through the wilderness of trial and testing? Listen to me. Even Jesus, the Son, was led into the wilderness to be tested and tried. And we will go through that same wilderness. The children of Israel went into the wilderness. It was only about a 7-8 day journey to Canaan. But the Lord took him 40 years. Why? To teach them to depend upon him and to purify their motives. Hallelujah. Listen to me. It may take a while. Oh, glory to God. I want you to notice here when she was asking him. Oh, something just came to me. Glory to God. When she was asking him for that, he said, it's not meet for me to give what to the children to give to dogs. She said, you know what? I'll take a crumb. Hallelujah. You know what she was saying? I'll take whatever you give me. Glory to God. It may be a yes. It may be a no. Or it may be a not yet. Hallelujah. He may want to try you and test you. hold you out there over the fire, purify your mind and your motives. A lot of times we want to do it, hallelujah, and then we want to get up and take the glory for it. But listen to me, there's nothing. I don't deserve disciples, and neither do you. Only Jesus Christ deserves disciples. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. God's got a work for each and every one of us. We must learn to persist in prayer. Oh, glory to God. Listen to me, we live in a generation of prima donna Christians. They think all they got to do is obligate God to his word, and instantly it's going to be done. Don't have to wait. Don't have to purify the motive. Don't have to go through any trials and testings. But we find out from Job, which our dear brother had been teaching on for quite some time, that God allows us to go through a purifying process. Can you say amen? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. It's important. She did not abandon her position. She stayed right there. Oh, glory to God. We'll run to and fro looking for answers. Hallelujah. Looking for something that we can't seem to find, when all the time it's right there under our nose. It's right there under our nose. Stand to your feet, if you will. I'm ready to finish. Hallelujah. 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 When you come and pray today, I want you to know without a doubt there's going to be times of trials and testings. God may not say yes. He may say no. Or he may say not yet. But just make sure your motive is pure. The Bible said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. I mean, see his miracles, see his working. Glory to God. But you got to be pure in your motive. Have we purified our motive? This woman had a pure motive. She wanted a healing for her daughter, and she was willing to do whatever it took to get that healing and deliverance for her daughter. I'd like to ask you here today, are you willing to stay at this altar until the bitterness is gone, the hatred is gone, until you pray through to that peace? Hallelujah. And you're able to leave this altar and say, you know what? It may not happen tomorrow. It may not happen tonight. It may not happen next week. But I'm going to cling to his promise. Hallelujah. Are you going to persist in that promise? When God speaks, it will be done. Can you say amen? I said, when God speaks, it will be done. He's not a man that he should lie. He's Almighty God. And when he speaks, his will is going to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. I'd like every head to be bowed, every eye closed right now. If you would, honor me just for a moment. I'd like to see the hands of those that God has spoken to you about a certain thing. You got a burden, you got a petition that you've been bringing before the Lord. And it's been a long time, and it seemed like it hasn't happened yet. But you're continuing. Sometimes you wane in your trust in God. And sometimes the devil tells you, you know what? It's not going to happen. I'd like to see the hands of those who have a petition that's long standing. It's been going for a while. There's hands going up all over this building. Hallelujah. God sent me to tell you this morning. Hallelujah. Be persistent in that petition. Glory to God. Be persistent in that prayer. Glory to God. Sometimes the Lord says, not yet. Notice the man, the lepers didn't get instant healing. They got healing as they went. Notice the blind men. The Lord had to touch him again when he led him out of the place of disobedience. Hallelujah. Listen to me. There's going to come a time. I cling to that promise. If God said it, you can count on that promise that God made you. Hallelujah. I'd like to ask you, those of you raise your hand and say, you know what? God has already spoke to me. He gave me a promise that I can cling to. Yes, I see that hand. Would there be anyone else that would say, Brother Davis, I'm going to cling to that promise? Hallelujah. Yes, I see those hands. Let's come around this altar.